So I'd like to talk this evening about dwelling with a sitter versus without a sitter. What are the minors of dwelling with a sitter? How terrible is it, or perhaps even an advantage sometimes, to dwell without a sitter? So really there's four halakim, there's 4 points, 4 minors of dwelling with a sitter. Mishmura Simon Tzadik Gimel, Sif Cotton Base, brings down the Rizal used to be spelled to Siddur, and he brings 2 reasons. Reason number one is Shaloi Lahavliya Nekuta. That every Nekuta, in order for Dawning to be a Tefillah Shleimo, every Nekuta has to be right. There's no better Erechs in Dawning. And I can't go and say, well, the person knows what I want in any case, but it's true. But Tefillah is a power. And the power of Tefillah is Dawning. Exactly like Anshe Knesset Oyel Masakin. And they were Masakin every word with gewaltig mashals. The Nefesh HaChaim says in the Tefillah lies the tzrochim of every single yid, every single day, on any time of his life. Everything lies in the word which Anshe Knesset Oyel put in. So every letter and every nekuda is supposed to be there. And the power of Tefillah is only if one doubts exactly how it's written in the Siddur. So we'll talk about Shemoneh Esther Bifrat, and the rest of Davening is also got to give up, also to say it exactly right as well. But Vadin Shemoneh Esther is the main painter. It's brought down in the Zoya Kodesh, in Parshas, the Beis Adev brings it down in the Parshas Yishlach, then when Yaakovina Dama Tzileni Nom Yadov Hadeis, Mekan, Shemespal, Soria, Shespal, Kiyois, you have to spell exactly Meduyim. Tefillah has to be crystal clear, and has to be meduyik, and has to get everything right. So, avada that soul, some people daven bal peh perfectly, but somebody who can't daven bal peh perfectly, get every nekuda, every vowel right, and the Arizal felt he can daven better with a sitter. Shaloi lav liya nekuda, in order to get the words right. So that is a reason number one, a wichtige reason in itself, to make sure one davens from a sitter. The ik and the claim is to make sure that one gets every single word right. The second point which Buru brings down is Kadeshi Yechavimoit. In order to be Mechavim properly, so for many people, Mishmur says, Hakulafi Mashem Margish Oda Benafshe. A person has to work himself out. A person has to Chalein Boichim Zayin. How is he misspelled better Bekavon or not Bekavon? There are different shittas, exactly the Arizal. Even though he davened most of the tefillah, b'teicha sitter, but the Shachura brings shittas that Shmanesa, he davened balpeh with his eyes closed, because there's also inyonim. We're not going to be able to cover all the inyonim on tefillah. There's inyonim of davening with the eyes closed. Oba, the kavona is very much likuva for a perfect tefillah. So if sitter, and it seems to be by most people, sitter is ma'oyura the kavona, so that's a very important reason in order to person to be mechazik his kavod of tefillah in order to make a have a sitter there. So much so that Mishnah Berurah brings in Sim Kuf Chav Dalit that the b'shem l'ashloah kodesh that people are makbid im during chazor shatz to make sure the sitter is open for them, because even chazor shatz it's an inyan to make sure you mechav and you listen carefully to the baal tefillah. Throughout the Shemoneh Esrei, it's also a chelik of tekonas tefillah. So in order to be mechavim properly, make sure the siddur is open. The Chofetz Chaim in Shem Oilam writes, he writes skulus to help a person be mechavim in tefillah. Zot the Chofetz Chaim, rishon lechoyim, tzorich shispalo mitoich asiddur, v'al kol ponim tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. Those are the words of Chofetz Chaim. The first skulu you're looking for, is done from a siddur. A siddur, if you make sure you double word to a proper siddur, is a stage one for most people to be mechazik the kavon and tefillah. They bring from the Gaon, shayt with the Gaon, actually said, oh, sikha from b'doy ha-shel agro, he said, everybody, or most people have got a problem of machshavas, the mind going, thinking all sorts of machshavas during tefillah. So what's a skula in order to be mechazik that the kavon should be done right? So the Gaon said, "Bederech Remit." He called it "Derech Tzachus," a posuk in Megillas Esther. Ubevoyo lifnei Melech Oma im Asefa Yosh Machshavta Hero. Meaning, ubevoyo lifnei Melech, when he come in front of the king with Shmuel Esther, Oma Seif im Hasefa with a sitter. Why? Through that Yosh Machshavta Hero. That way it will turn away all your bad machshavas. So that is the skula and of doubling mitoich hasita.
Does it?
Pardon?
Does it?
Again, I'll repeat the words of Mishnah Berurah. The hakoyim lefi masha odom margish benafshei. I'll call upon him. So the Gaon recommended it, and the Chofetz Chaim recommended it. Again, everybody has to be boichin himself. The Or HaShulchan says, Yesh mishpala mitoich hasita b'tcheichav in Yosef shekein kos b'seva kamonis. But Mogen Avraham says, Hakvi mishod margish, and the Or HaShulchan says, Yesh anoshim b'tcheich hasita einam kamonah. Some people with a sitter, it's still their kavana. Or Baal Peyesh and kavana. So everybody again has to be boich himself. The aim is to be mechavim. Whatever is better, he has to choose. The stipler was dafke mafin toich a sitter. He had the extra chum in the stipler to down from a sitter, which is nichtar, the Shem Havaya b'miluoy, because there's always two chalok in the Shem. We've got the Shem b'ksivosoy, which is yud kei vov kei, and the Shem b'kriyosoy, aleph dal nun yud. See, if you've got the Yud Kevavke in front of you and you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you've got the Tziruv of both Chalokim of the Shem. But if you haven't got the Shem Havaya in front of you and you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you're not connecting yourself anyway to the Shem Havaya. So that's a Tosefes Kavona. That's a Tosefes Kavona to be Mispalel Mitoich HaSidu, which has got the Shem Havaya properly in order to have the extra common tefillah of the Shemas together. What type of siddur you use is also important. Number one, if we're looking for shaloi lavliya nekuda, to make sure that you don't get any words wrong, we have to make sure the siddur hasn't got anything printed wrong. It has to be a good meduik siddur, because the siddur's got it wrong, otherwise you're not going to gain anything, you're going to get it wrong. And besides that, if you want the siddur to help kavona, shtei toichet, one has to make sure the siddur was printed kahaloch. And Moshe Feinstein got a tshuva against Moshe. It's a very interesting tshuva, and he says sforim which for nitvas aday mechal leShabbos don't use for tafkin. It will ruin your tefillah. And he brings Yishtelsin to sell to Ramah. The Ramah says in Siman Nun Gimel that to make sure the chazal sitter yispala mitoich sevam yuchlet sitter, make sure you use the special chazal sitter. Don't use a private sitter. So you say to Ramah, why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the Chazan Sidurim are generally nichtav l'shem Shemayim. But the Mishnah Berurah said, printed Sidurim yam ga'orai. The written one, the handwritten ones, handwritten Chazan Sidurim were written l'shem Shemayim. Handwritten private ones weren't necessarily written. You see from the Ramos, says the Moshe Feinstein, how the Siddur is written or printed has an effect on the tefillah. So therefore, says the Moshe, if you find a Siddur which you know, unfortunately, the printers are Mechali Shabbos, he says, it'll ruin the tefillah. It'll ruin the tefillah, and not only ruin the tefillah, it's Moira Kitukor. So therefore, you have to get the right siddur as well. You have to get a siddur meduyik to have the mile of Shalel of Nian Nekuda. And a siddur helps a kavanah, but you have to make sure it doesn't backfire. If it's a siddur printed Shaloi Kedos, then the siddur may not have the necessary good result which you want.
So the Sefer, you're saying that the siddur was printed involving Chilul Shabbos or by Mechalalei Shabbos on a Wednesday afternoon?
Moshe Feinstein's talking about printed through Chilul Shabbos. So I think his question was actually printed Shabbos. Mechalalei Shabbos, whether it's Megarev Siddur, that I don't know. But at least, if you can't be sure, if unfortunately the printing press is open on Shabbos, you're never going to be able to be sure you're safe and when exactly the work of the printing was done. In the Sefer Chazim says, Mispala mitoich siddur gezula, a stolen siddur can also, and so much so he's not sure if you're yoyis or not. As I stated in the Sefer Zion, the Mishpura is very upset that people take siddurim without asking permission. The Mishpura is concerned. You can't just rely, Mistome, if I'll ask him, he'll give you permission. Mishpura is not so excited about that. So I call upon him to take his siddur. It helps for Kavona, and Gebal Gemaylet, but it has to be done right, and it mustn't be connected to any sort of hit. So that is Mile number two of a Siddur, helps for Kavona, and it helps for saying it right. There's a third Mile, psukim of davening, same Torah shebiksav bal peh is a third shaila. Same Torah shebiksav bal peh is a whole discussion in Rishonim and the discussion in Halacha. In Rishonim it's Tosin all over the place, and in Halacha it's Simon Mem Tes in Shulchan Aruch 1c. To say psukim bal peh is a grusa shaila, grusa din Rishonim minadin. State you mustn't say Torah shebiksav bal peh. So psukim bal peh you mustn't. So, but there are many places we do, and at the time of Chazal they didn't all have sidurim. So the Rishonim talk about what are their tame involved. So we won't manage to go through all the shittas of the Rishonim. And there are some Rishonim say if you say derech tefillah, it's one to root and toys Rishonim, you were derech tefillah. What say you be toys limud? Toys limud you mustn't do Torah shebiksav bal peh. Derech tefillah is different. The main shitter brought down in the Mechaber Simultes holds wherever is rogil, b'shogil, b'fiyakoyl, that you're allowed to say bal peh. Wherever one, the oil of fluid, not just the iron fluid, must be shogil b'fiyakoyl. Shogil b'piv is not enough. Wherever shogil b'fiyakoyl, which the vilt or shogil or rogil in it, so then those psuki you're allowed to say bal peh, and you have to worry. The Mechaber gives examples, Krishma, Birchas Koinim, and Parshas Atomit or Kiyotzman. Those three types of levels of Shogat V'Akoyim, those you can rely. The Goel Mishabur brings down a few times when Simon Mem Tes held, if it's my private, if I'm not being Moitzi Acherim, then you can even be made, that's easier to be made. If you're Moitzi others, then it's Chom, the Inan of Dovorah Shebiksav Bal Peh. That's Mugul from Rashi and many Rishonim, that's when the main Shaila Dvorah Shebiksav Bal Peh. When you're not being Moitzi others, Mishbru brings Kamakulas, but he says, don't be making more than what the Mechaber says. Because it's not Parsha. Don't be making more than the Mechaber says, unless B'mochim Tzoyah. So it comes out, there are a lot of psukim in davening. Dvorah Shebiksav Bal Peh is a problem. Now the Mechaber follows, what's the head of Shogav Yakov, what's the mind, how does it take away? The Mechaber is following the shita of the Rishonim in Gittin. The main issue of Dvorah Shebiksav Bal Peh is, because you're going to say wrong. You're going to make mistakes. And say psukim wrong, that's wrong, because people will think the psukim are wrong. You lose out on the drashas chazal, it can interfere with many things saying the psukim wrong. So the Mechaber follows the shita that the main issa of Dvorah Shebiksav Bal Peh is because you'll say wrong. And then he says, shogav v'yakoyl, you go ahead. The Be'alocha says, so the fizeh, you have to make sure it's properly shogav v'yakoyl, or if you're not rogil, properly rogil, it's very easy to make mistakes. And Mishpur brings example, say Hallel, it's mashma from Rishonim what can be makel. But says the Be'alocha, not everybody who thinks he's rogil is really is rogil. Says the Be'alocha, says you can try it out yourself. Try say lo lolo bal peh, and you'll find out you're the middle of Sukta Zimra of Shams. Because the lo lolo is very similar to Kapitel Kuf Lamatei. You'll end up Baruch Hashem Tim Shoyim Yishloim Halom Kol. You'll end up try it out yourself. Says be a lot more or less. You'll see, because they both got Pehel Hevelo Yidabeu. They both got Nayin Hevelo Yiru. And if you're not clear the Hemshach of Sukkim, you'll end up in a total different capital. And then Velo Yotzi De Halovik Bechosi Yilam Atol. So Mele says to be a lot. Don't rely too quickly that you are Shogu Beficha, because there are many mistakes to make. People make it easy to make mistakes between Hoytu and Hikavoyid. You can easily say, Yitzchak Shema Yisrael B'yom of Goyim Hashem Moloch, and you are in Hoidu, you start saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, you know more, then you find you've missed out miserable soul, something's disappeared. You're in the middle of Yichavoy. There are mistakes you can make all the way along. If you're not perfectly shogun, the whole sequence, the whole peric, the close stone, you can make mistakes. So I'll call upon it. This is mile number three of a siddur. A siddur avoids the Issa. So not only you end up with a very strange davening, it's also to say Dvorah Shebiksav Bal Peh wrong. The whole head is only Shabbat Koyim because you'll say it right. But if you say it wrong, not only you're davening a strange tefillah, you're back to the issa of Dvorah Shebiksav saying the Bal Peh, which is also when you say it in an incorrect form. So therefore, this is point number three, where Siddur helps along that you'll save yourself from the issa of Dvorah Shebiksav Bal Peh, because you won't make mistakes. And the Mishbura says that, as we said before, that saying, oh, he's talking about a few other things, saying Tehillim Al-Peh, he says, the Chuvah Chavisho is not to take Tehillim Al-Peh, because it's Tefillah. He says one can be meikel because you're not loyed up deichav osam. Up again, only if you know it balpeh. If you don't know balpeh, you'll end up with all a mishap sukkim. You won't be saying tehillim properly, and you can't make up your own tehillim. Tehillim, the mile of tehillim is how David the Melech was mesalem sukkim, not your own seder. So therefore, beside you nailing wrong, you're back to the issur tavarish v'ksavah. So that's the third revach of a siddur, that you avoid the issur tavarish v'ksavah. The fourth inyan of tavarish v'ksavah is a inyan of Gemara Shoshana says there's a chiyuv shetzorek nesadeh tefilosai. There's a chiyuv, a person before he davens has to prepare davening. You're not allowed to daven unprepared. To daven unprepared, shita issur. And it's sort of a salad philosophy, and it's brought down simon kuf against a whole simon which exists of one seed. They have to make sure tefillah is mesuda bepiv, and mesuda means has to be fluent. It's not enough that I know be'erek. You're only allowed to afford perfect tefillah. Tefillah has to be fluent. Memela says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Ramaz Mekel, if you misspell text in the mutter, the Beis Yosef doesn't allow that. He says an irregular tefillah is you have to prepare it in advance. Oh, but to go along with the irregular tefillah, and what's called the irregular tefillah is tefillah Rosh Chodesh or tefillah Yom Tov. So to rely on tefillah Rosh Chodesh, which you say only once every 30 days or less frequent than that, there's a halacha, you have to daven fluent. Now, in order to be mekayim mitzvah tefillah properly, there's a tekonas chazal, you have to daven fluent way. The Ramah says, if Mispala Teich HaSid, you're allowed to, because it'll automatically be fluent. But he starts not convinced. He says, you may be reading what's said, but you may not be fluent if you don't prepare. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, and therefore he says, Shaloi Kohagan, Noigan Oilon Shaoim Birchas Kiddush Lavola Balpeh, Veilim Salah Tchila. So say Kiddush Lavola while preparing at home, you're missing, it's not only Din in Tvila, it's a Brochus as well. Any sort of Brocha Rucha, which is not fluent, which is not Mesuda Bepir, is also a problem. Where if you Dava Mitoich HaSidda, so then you've got Mipaskin, we've got the Kula of the Ramah, you can treat it as fluent enough, even if you didn't prepare it in advance. So I call upon these 4 milers in Dava Mitoich HaSidda. Number one, getting the words exactly right, as Mishpah's every Nikud is important. Number two, the Kavona, which we said, so it's the Chofetz Chaim and the Gaon said clearly, the Kavona is by most people better Mitoich HaSidda. Unless you yourself know you daven better without, and then daven out. Number three, the issa of Sukkim Baal Peh is an issa if you say it wrong. So if you don't daven Mitoich HaSidda, you're going to be, can be nichshol in guf an issa, not just of daven, I'm saying Sukkim Baal Peh, the Shalom Duk de Goyfen, so it's an issa of Sukkim Baal Peh. And number four, this chiyuv lesadet velosei, in order you got a chiyuv to make sure tefillah is fluent, that is what the siddur does. So those are the minors with the siddur. If a person can be mekayim all these without it, say them. I shall tell you, I have a compliment. I have to know the minds of siddur is negayah these 4 in 1.